You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learned recently that the man who kidnapped Jamie Kloss and murdered her parents has been moved to a prison in New Mexico. A judge sentenced Jake Patterson to life in prison in May. But a reporter tracking down this prison transfer, it was a process. And we're talking about public access to inmate records. What do you think about state authorities moving Jamie Kloss's kidnapper out of Wisconsin? Should people convicted of crimes here in Wisconsin be kept here? We're at 800-642-1234. Haley B. Miller is a reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Haley, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How did you learn that Jamie Kloss's kidnapper, Jake Patterson, was moved to New Mexico?
I had been hearing some rumors about it, and then I ended up calling their corrections department, not speaking to any official spokespeople because those folks wouldn't confirm for me, but just ended up chatting with someone very briefly who was able to look him up and find him in their system. But even now, if you search him on New Mexico Corrections website, he still does not show up despite the fact that we know he's there.
And so we don't even know which prison in New Mexico he's being held at.
Correct. Yeah, I still have not found that out.
What have Wisconsin authorities said about moving Jake Patterson? You know, why? What was the justification here?
They decided to move him for security reasons, and that's about all they've said. I spoke before he was transferred. I spoke with our former corrections secretary, who made the observation that, you know, with high profile cases like this, sometimes other inmates more or less want their 15 minutes of fame, want to be seen as the person who maybe did something to someone else. So I'm guessing that was the ultimate concern because of the nature of the case and how widespread it became.
So you reviewed a copy of Jake Patterson's inmate report. Does it suggest he was attacked in prison or his safety was at risk?
There's nothing in there along those lines, no. The only references to him being moved, there's a recommendation in there that says that he should be moved because of the high profile nature of the case, and that was about all the report said.
Talking with Haley B. Miller, she's a reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. She joins us talking about Jamie Kloss's kidnapper being moved to an out-of-state prison in New Mexico. What questions do you have about Jake Patterson? How do you feel about corrections authorities transferring him to another state? Join in at 800-642-1234. Haley, Wisconsin authorities removed information, as you said, about Patterson's location from online state records. Do you know if Patterson's victims or his family are still able to know his location to be able to get in touch with him?
I'm not aware of what the family knows at this point. The Department of Corrections did make the point to me that, you know, crime victims are able to sign up for notifications about where a particular offender is. So it's certainly possible that the family has done something along those lines. But in terms of publicly available information, he is still not on the department's offender search. He is back on the state sex offender registry.
When you say he's back on, was he off for a while? You know, what was he off for a while?
It was kind of strange. So if you searched for a brief period of time, if you searched directly on the state sex offender registry, he would not show up. But if you searched him through the federal registry, you could, you know, click a few things and eventually find him. But so the direct search on the state website is back now, but that was, you were unable to do that for a brief period of time.
What do advocates for open government say about authorities, Wisconsin authorities, keeping Jake Patterson's location confidential?
They're concerned. You know, I talked to someone from the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council who, you know, had some very strong words about this. He said that, you know, hiding inmate information is what, you know, dictatorships do. I mean, making the point that in the United States, you know, people are not imprisoned secretly. So there are definitely concerns about the fact that the public, at least right now, is still unable to track his location.
Do we know if Jake Patterson will serve his life sentence in New Mexico? Could there be another transfer here?
There very well could be. It's hard to say at this point. I would guess that he'll at least be in New Mexico for the foreseeable future. But down the road, I mean, he has a lot of life ahead of him, so it is possible that he could be transferred again at some point down the road.
Why is it important for people outside the Department of Corrections community? Why is it important for us to know where prisoners are held, are kept?
You know, I think there's a bit of an accountability there, you know, on behalf of our government officials, you know, knowing what happens to criminals that, you know, officials decide to put into our state correction system. You know, as a bill from the Freedom of Information Council pointed out, you know, it is a privilege in the United States that, you know, information like this is readily available. And, you know, when it's not, it does beg several questions about, you know, the motivation for, you know, why they're hiding it, and, you know, who they're trying to protect and all of it.
Oh, so it could be a slippery slope that if you don't, if you withhold information about where a prisoner is kept, it perhaps would lead to withholding other information about life inside of a prison.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can't track where a person is, you have no sense of what could possibly be happening to them in the prison, what those prison conditions are like. So, yeah, exactly.
For inmates like Jake Patterson, is there a significant security risk inside prisons based on the crimes he's committed and what other inmates will think of those crimes?
You know, I do think because his case was so high profile, I mean, particularly in Wisconsin, but even nationwide, you know, when there is a crime against a child in some way or another, I do feel like there is added emotion there that could make a prison situation more dangerous, if nothing else, because, you know, as our former corrections secretary said, some inmates, you know, could maybe be one of seen as a hero for, you know, hurting someone like this. I mean, look what happened with Jeffrey Dahmer. So, you know, that definitely does pose a security risk for him, likely.
Haley, since Jake Patterson was sentenced in May for kidnapping Jamie Kloss and killing her parents, have we learned anything new about him or his crimes?
We have not learned anything new about him. You know, right now, the Department of Justice is in the process of working with local law enforcement agencies to determine what records from the case can be released now that he's been sentenced. As you can imagine, throughout the proceedings, they were hesitant to release much of anything. So now there's a review of those records happening. So once those are able to be released to the public, some more details about his crimes may come out. But at this point, it's pretty much everything that we learned during the criminal proceedings.
What about Jamie Kloss? Have we learned more about her or her recovery?
The last that I heard, she, you know, was continuing to be in therapy. I actually just saw some news reports this morning that I have not been able to confirm independently, but some reports that the home where she lived with her parents has been demolished. So, but she continues to live with her aunt and uncle, and, you know, I suspect is just trying to regain some sense of a normal life after the tragedy that she endured.
Very quickly here, will you continue to keep tabs on Jake Patterson's whereabouts in prison?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to find out which facility he's in and, you know, continue to monitor that and see, you know, see what, if anything, you know, happens while he's incarcerated.
Haley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Haley B. Miller is a reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Coming up, we talk with a cardiologist about new guidance for aspirin. Do you take aspirin daily or only in certain situations? What questions do you have about an aspirin a day regimen? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back after this news update, stay with us here on the Ideas Network.